I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. This day in labor history, the year was 2011. That was the day the labor movement took an historic stand in Madison, Wisconsin. That cold Saturday, a crowd of union members and supporters swelled to more than 100,000 people at the state capitol building. The protesters were there to march, sing, chant, and stand defiant against anti-union legislation proposed by Wisconsin's Republican governor, Scott Walker. Known as Act 10, the legislation aimed to slash union rights of public sector workers. The protests at the Capitol had begun with a small crowd on Valentine's Day. Nearly 2 weeks later, historian Stuart Levington called the protests the biggest crowds in Madison's history. As protesters marched, famous supporters and labor leaders gave speeches. Peter Yarrow of the musical group Peter, Paul, and Mary exhorted to the crowd, "The eyes of the world are on you." And he was right. Media coverage of the massive protests dominated news channels. Labor was taking a stand. Yet despite the massive protest, the Wisconsin Republicans had a supermajority in the legislature to pass their anti-union attacks. Since 2011, they have expanded their attacks to the private sector as well, passing a statewide right-to-work law. The impact has been devastating to working people in Wisconsin. Public sector workers have had to pay more for health care and retirement, losing 10% of their real wages. Governor Walker had promised to create a quarter of a million new jobs during his first term. He could not even deliver half that amount. By the summer of 2015, Wisconsin median family income growth ranked 50th in the nation. Those who marched in Madison could see these dark days coming. What will it take to stop these attacks on working people?